Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
So late Monday night, in the blink of an eye, New York was plunged into complete pandemonium. So many people from one end of the state to the other were panicked when President Trump pulled the plug on federal funding for our families, our schools, our charities, our local governments across New York City, the Hudson Valley, Long Island, and throughout upstate New York. A funding freeze that would cut the core out of some of the most crucial Big Apple programs. Funds for local law enforcement and our firefighters, for our schools, for Meals on Wheels, for cancer research, for support for our veterans, affordable, making housing less expensive, small business support, all were put on the chopping block by one action by the president. It could be a needless crisis, and it was felt by seniors and kids in particular, but about everybody would feel it. New York's entire Medicaid payment system shut down. 7.5 million left high and dry. Let's remember, Medicaid not only affects our poorest people with health care who need it, but it also affects loads of people in the middle class whose parents are in nursing homes and assisted living. Nobody knew what was happening or what would happen next. When the payments are just shut off without warning, everyone gets into a panic mode. My phone didn't stop ringing. It was nonstop calls of people panicked that the services they relied on day to day could be ripped away. And let me just say this. This funding freeze can best be described with three C's: chaotic, careless, cruel. Let me say that again. This funding freeze can be described with the three C's: chaotic, careless, cruel. The blast radius of this destructive decision will be felt in every corner of New York. It's mean-spirited, it's foolish, it's illegal. And when Congress says that money goes to a program to help flood prevention on Long Island or provide school lunches to our children in upstate New York, the president can't unilaterally decide just to take it away. That is unconstitutional. That's against the law. Plain and simple. And while thankfully a judge last night delayed it for a few days, we cannot rest. The extremists who just want to cut all of these programs so that they can give tax breaks to their billionaire friends are working overtime to get it done. Even if we win in this court case, and who knows what the outcome will be, they're going to try another way and another way and another way, but we are not going to rest. We will be vigilant until this entire idea to just cut the federal government's funding from one end of America to the other, from one end of New York to the other, is dead. People from both parties are furious, especially at the local level, because that's where it's being hit the hardest. We've heard from Republican town officials saying, "What am I going to do? I don't even know how to plan if all this is going to be cut." Make no mistake about this, folks. This money is being taken out of your pocket to pay for tax cuts for billionaires and wealthy corporations. That's the number one thing that this new administration wants. Meanwhile, working New Yorkers are left to scramble and try to make sense of this Mar-a-Lago mess. So much is at stake. So let me break down on how sweeping these cuts would be and what I was hearing from every single corner of New York, from New York City and Long Island, from the Hudson Valley, from the Capital Region and the Central New York and Rochester Finger Lakes and Western New York and the Southern Tier and the North Country. I heard it from every place. I heard from cops and firefighters who didn't know if they could purchase equipment to keep themselves and their community safe. They could even lose HIDA funding. Everyone knows what HIDA is, High Intensity Drug Treatment Act. And the HIDA money helps law enforcement stop the flow of drugs and fentanyl here. Would that be cut? We've been able to get most of New York covered by HIDA, and it's been very effective, having our local police and the federal law enforcement work together to stop drugs from coming into the country. We even just got it for Sullivan County, one of the last counties to get it. So this HIDA would be affected. The firefighters, the grants we give to our paid and volunteer fire departments for equipment and other kinds of things, are they gone? And what are the firefighters going to do? They need the equipment. And yet local taxpayers are paying up to here. When they cut schools, they cut money to schools. Is that going to raise your property tax and your school tax? Just incredible. I heard from groups like Rochester Head Start and so many other child care providers worried, sick about what would happen. In Rochester, they serve hundreds of kids and they were expecting about $800,000 in Head Start funding in the next week. But when the payment froze, they didn't know how to pay rent or staff. And while it's back online now, they don't know what's going to come next. Nobody does. I heard from food banks and Meals on Wheels in Albany, in Buffalo, including Feed More in Western New York and the Food Bank of Northeast New York in Albany. They receive 400 tractor trailers of farm produce every year through the U.S. Department of Agriculture to help feed the hungry. The emergency food program, if it got its funding cut off, could lose millions and leave loads of New Yorkers hungry. And our farmers would be hurt because no one would buy those crops and they'd have lots of surpluses and they wouldn't have the income that they need. I got calls from Northwell Hospital on Long Island and the Family and Children's Association of Long Island also scrambling to help patients because the patients were unsure if they'd be facing cutbacks on crucial services they provide. I spoke to the Retreat, a domestic violence shelter on Long Island, panicked that this would slash nearly half their budget and force the shelter to decide between sheltering their clients in their hour of need or making payroll that month. In Syracuse, they didn't know if progress would be stalled on major projects to reconnect communities like the I-81 program, which we fought so hard to get money for. Or, and what about the building of hundreds of new affordable housing units on the city's south side, where I worked with the mayor to get federal funding? School districts in the Hudson Valley had families unsure if the kids would continue to get school lunches, that they needed to stay in school, stay healthy, and learn. Community health centers like Cornerstone Family Care, and they have locations in Orange and Ulster and Rockland and Dutchess counties. They're already preparing contingency plans. What are they going to do if they lost all this funding? And who would they lay off? All whilst trying to keep, to continue to serve the families with the help they need. And this isn't just about cutting funding, because they're not going to save the funding or reduce the deficit. Trump's plan would raise costs. What I talked about in Buffalo and Rochester on Monday would be true throughout the country. We have federal funding that helps our farmers fight avian flu. As you know, the price of eggs is through the roof. It was $2 a year ago, $4 in November, $5, $6 today, and could go up to $8, all because avian flu is causing the farmers to kill millions of chickens. That means less eggs. That means the price of eggs goes up. But the federal government, I put in $300 million in the budget in November to help our farmers fight avian flu and get the price of eggs back down. Is that going to be cut? These programs all have an effect on your wallet. It'll make the price of food go up. It could make the price of gasoline go up. It could make the price of buying a home go up if these cuts go into effect. All so they can give their billionaire friends a greater tax cut, even greater than they gave before. How is freezing all these funds going to help families pay for groceries? How is it going to make costs go down? How is it going to make neighborhoods safe or create new jobs? It won't. That's the problem. In fact, it's going to do the opposite. It's going to make all those costs go up. So I'm fighting like hell to stop this. And I'm urging all of those listening to all of you, call your Congress member in New York. Tell the president to stop this funding freeze now. Cut this out. Cut out these cuts. Please call. It will have an effect because they tried to do this in the dark of night, but we're out here exposing it and fighting it. Because the only people who are going to get hurt by this are everyday New Yorkers, average American middle-class families, and that's just about everybody. Ready for some questions on this subject?
Hi, Senator. Alex Galt from the Watertown Daily Times. Thanks for doing this. I wanted to ask you specifically about aid for farmers and agricultural operations. Are we aware, is that being paused under this order as well?
Yes. All federal funding is being paused. So our farmers, as you know, our dairy farmers depend on the milk program. Our fruit and vegetable farmers and our specialty crops depend on those programs. Many of them depend on EQIP and other types of programs like that. All of that is on freeze by this order. And that would just hurt our farmers dramatically. We were all worried about the dairy cliff going out December 31st, which would really put our farmers out of business. This, in effect, could be the dairy cliff, again, revitalizing it, even though Congress legislated to avoid it, to stop it.
Thank you.
Senator Jessica Kane from WRVO, the White House press secretary came out yesterday and said the reason they're doing this is so they can review all the money being spent and make sure it's being spent responsibly. Do you think that's why they're doing this? And if not, why do you think they're doing this?
Okay. No, they're not doing it. If they wanted a review, let them review. They cut everything. Cut first, then review. That's a little backwards, isn't it? And why are they doing it? I'll tell you right away. They have promised these huge tax cuts for all the billionaires. You saw some of them sitting on the podium at the inauguration on last week. And they want huge tax breaks, but they got to pay for it. Who are they going to make pay for it? All the people of New York who depend on these programs. And just about every one of us does one way or another, whether it's Medicare or Medicaid, whether it's money to help our hospitals keep their costs down and employ people, whether it's money for our farmers, whether it's money for our road builders and construction workers, everywhere.
Thank you.
Senator Jeff Russo, WKBW TV in Buffalo, appreciate your time doing this. I spent yesterday speaking to local organizations here in Western New York, Feed More Western New York, Roswell Park concerned as well. Do you have more clarity on a couple of things here? Cancer research, road projects like the proposed 33 here in Western New York, are those in jeopardy? Is that your understanding?
Both of them. The road projects in jeopardy and the funding for Roswell Park and all our other great health care institutions in Western New York and throughout New York are right on the line here. They're hanging in the balance with these cuts. One more question.
Senator Victoria Kellogg from News Channel 9. Is there any plans at the state level to address the potential funding gap?
You know, this funding freeze is so across the board and so massive that the states can try. I spoke to Governor Hochul last night about it. But even she said the states don't have the resources to fill in. You know, it's the federal government that is doing so much of this because it has the resources. So I don't think the states might be able to do a little bit here and there, but that's not the point. We don't want to fill in one little place here. We want to stop these cuts. So again, let me reiterate as I close, call your congressman.
Senator, let's be very honest, though. Senator, we have a question here. One more question. It's Ron Plants from Channel 2 out in Buffalo.
Heard your voice.
How long do you think this review could last? And some things, Medicaid, that portal was restored later in the day. Perhaps the rollout was flawed. But how long, when you say cuts, putting things on the chopping block, do you think, honestly, that these are long-term cuts, or do you think this will just be a review period? Grants don't come out immediately. They can take weeks and months to come out for some of these programs. We know that.
But Ron,
let's go ahead.
Ron, some of these programs, some of these come out later, but some of these are funded right now and they're on freeze, they're frozen. So if you've been getting, you're a food bank and you've been getting food every week, you may not get it next week. If you are a nursing home paying for Medicaid for someone's parents who are in there, you may not get your funding in 2 weeks. And so let me just say this, Ron. They want to review programs, fine. But you don't cut first and freeze first and then review, because that's going to cause, no matter how long it lasts, it's going to cause a lot of harm.
But is a pause a cut? Let's just clarify.
As I said, they didn't pause. They didn't say we're going to review and then decide what to cut. They cut everything and then they're going to review what they will cut and not cut later. But everything's cut right now. Everything's frozen. Thank you. Nice to talk to you. Thank you for getting on, everybody.